Now here is Elaine to introduce our last group of news stories.
We will finish with five very varied stories. A young woman is praising a Norwich and Norfolk Hospital medical trial, which she says has been life-changing. Norfolk schools are under fire for letting French GCSE students use gender-neutral pronouns. Hands up all of those who know that il can be used instead of il or elle. A new family business is keeping alive the name of a famous Norfolk rebel. We will finish with two volunteer stories as Voluntary Norfolk hosts a festival of volunteering and volunteers help to redecorate a school's grounds. John will start with the encouraging news from the NNN.
A young woman with diabetes has said taking part in a medical trial testing an artificial pancreas has been life-changing. Abida Khatun from Norwich took part in the COYOTE, C-O-Y-O-T-E, trial to explore whether the automated insulin delivery system, sometimes described as an artificial pancreas, could support people with type 2 diabetes. The system is currently offered only to people with type 1 diabetes, but the clinical trial at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, NNN, funded by the National Institute for Health and Care Research, NIHR, is testing it on type 2 patients. Graphic designer Miss Khatun, 27, was 14 years old when she began to experience symptoms of type 2 diabetes and was diagnosed at 17. Miss Khatun said, "The trial was life-changing. I used to find it awkward and difficult to do a finger prick in public spaces. With the CGM, when I'd go out for social events or just in everyday living, I knew I could instantly check my phone to keep track of my glucose. Having this level of support in my everyday life made such a difference."
Norfolk schools are facing criticism for allowing GCSE pupils to use gender-neutral pronouns in French. Students are being permitted to replace he and she with a newly created non-gendered term. The move has come under fire from both women's rights groups and the French themselves. Schools are permitting pupils to use the gender-neutral pronoun il, I-E-L, as an option to bypass the traditional French terms for he and she, which are il and elle. Students are also allowed to use alternative spellings and add full stops, asterisks, colons, and underscores to words to express gender neutrality. The change has been introduced by exam board Pearson EdExcel, which several Norfolk schools use for their French courses, including Smithton High School in Hunstanton, King's Lynn Academy, and Attleborough Academy.
It is a name linked with the most famous revolts in Norfolk and now lives on thanks to a new family venture. Kett's Rebellion in 1549, led by Wyndham's own Robert Kett, was a protest by thousands of peasants against the rich barons who had stolen the common land. The rebels marched to Mousehold Heath in Norwich before storming the city, but they were brutally defeated and Kett was hanged after being found guilty of treason. Now, more than 450 years later, his relative, Andy Kett, has launched a new business with his wife, Bex, which gives a special nod to the rebellion and its symbol. It is believed that Mr. Kett is 19 generations away from his famous ancestor. The couple has opened the doors to their new enterprise, Kett's Oaks, Wood Art and Wellbeing, in Haydon, North Norfolk. The business showcases Mr. Kett's wood creations and art, where he turns local and upcycled wood into a variety of indoor and outdoor pieces, including bowls, candle holders and sculptures. The well-being side is led by Mrs. Kett, who will offer events, courses, and one-to-one sessions in nature therapy, meditation, menopause support, and animal Reiki and other communication service.
A vibrant celebration of community spirit is set to return this summer. Voluntary Norfolk will host its third annual volunteer extravaganza in Norwich as part of the wider Festival of Volunteering, aiming to raise awareness of the value and impact of volunteering across the county. The event will take place at the Forum in Norwich on Thursday, June the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tasha Cobb from Voluntary Norfolk said, "We know volunteers play a huge role in making communities stronger and helping people across Norfolk feel more connected and supported. The volunteer extravaganza is all about showing people that volunteering is enjoyable, rewarding, and accessible to everyone. More than 60 charities, community groups, voluntary organisations and social enterprises are expected to take part in the event, which will be filled with hands-on activities, demonstrations and creative displays to help bring the volunteering experience to life.
A school's outdoor area has been transformed thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. More than 20 people from local businesses spent a day improving the grounds at West Earlham Infant and Nursery School in Norwich, installing a new fence, planting a hedgerow, repainting a shed, and boosting privacy and safety features. The project was organised by Business in the Community, BITC, and Groundwork East, with backing from not-for-profit affordable housing provider Orbit and hands-on support from local businesses.